The Blue Cow Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, Andrew Heller, and Rebecca Thompson. Special guest star, Ryan Anton.
Episode 15. When we last left our heroes, Randy the cabin boy and Greta had just met the leader of the Flirtlandian rebels who had saved their life, the long-lost Prince Geoffrey.
But it's Gordon Ambler!
The mysterious stranger who knows more than he says!
Now really, Greta, that epithet the captain stuck me with, it's hardly deserved, I think.
Yeah, His Highness is hardly the type to skulk about keeping secrets from people.
Except for the fact that his real name is Geoffrey, he's a long-missing prince, and he's the brother of our captain's elusive beloved.
Well, yes, there was that.
There certainly was. And now perhaps you'd like to explain why you and this robber you call your friend are hiding in the cellar, plotting to overthrow my precious Amanda. Your sister needs your support in pulling this poor country back together, not some petty sibling rivalry.
How dare you! You will show the prince more respect.
Oh, Villa, and why should I do that?
Because I'll smash your skull if you don't.
You and what army, Bucknose?
All right, that's enough. Cupid, put that mace away. These are our friends.
Lend the cub your bets, Mr. Ambler.
Greta, don't forget. Greta, that these pets, as you call them, saved you and Randy from those angry guards earlier today. Let me assure you, you'd be in far worse shape with your precious Princess Amanda than you are with us. Well, maybe we should give him the benefit of the doubt, Greta. He did save us from those big guards.
Maybe. Oh, I wish the captain were here. He's such a confident leader and a keen judge of character.
Yeah. I wonder how he and Percy are faring in the castle.
Oh! I can't believe that guard kicked me into the moat. What in the world? Okay, get a grip, Percy. It's just that nasty muddy water. Just swim it out. Okay, you got it now. Make for the side. Why did the guard do that? And what was that he said about not being from Flirtland? Wait, what's that?
Oh my gosh, it's Elliot, the moat crocodile.
Okay, no problem. I'll just use the aquatic wrestling techniques the captain taught me. Let's see, when faced with a 15-foot-long coxswain-eating crocodile with razor-sharp teeth and a tail with the power of a battering ram, simply reach out and grab the front end of its snout and hold its mouth shut, thus disabling the crocodile. No problem. At least I think that's how it goes. All right, Crocky Boy. Let's go to town!
Meanwhile, inside the castle...
This is quite a motley band of soldiers you have here, Amanda.
Yes. Years of military neglect have left their toll. But they have potential, I feel. Yes. All they really need is a good commander to lead them to greatness.
Well, it is a change of pace after scourging about the high seas for the last 4 years. But I think I'm up to the task.
Nobody doubts your abilities, Captain.
You, Mr. Sandwich, King Gooba's agent. What are you doing here?
He's here for the diplomatic summits we're starting tomorrow. I have high hopes that Jethriel and Flirtland will be able to forge a new relationship that will strengthen both kingdoms and propel us into the future.
But my darling, are you certain? Jethriel? King Gooba? After all of your horrible experiences there...
Ah, my dear Captain, remember... Forgiveness is the essence of royalty. Now run along, take care of these pesky rebels, and leave the national administration to me.
Of course, my dear queen. I'll make you proud, you'll see. All right, men, fall into position. Let's do some good.
The captain seems most eager to serve your majesty.
That he is, Mr. Sandwich. He is proving most useful.
Meanwhile, Gordon Prince Geoffrey Ambler had just revealed a shocking secret of monumental proportions to Greta and Randy the cabin boy in a meeting with some of his top advisors.
Great Ganges, Gordon! Could what you're saying really be true?
It could be, and it is, young Randy. And what's more, it's imperative that you believe me. The fates of Flirtland, the cooked goose, your revered Captain Strong and the beloved Princess Amanda, all of us in this room, indeed, I dare say, nothing less than the entire world itself may depend upon it.
There, with your stakes so high, it seems it will be worth your while to finish it in the first story.
The prince does not answer to you, serving woman.
Don't you ever get tired of ranting? What exactly is your problem? Need more fire? on your diet, perhaps?
Listen, Fräulein, don't get on my bad side. I haven't had a good night's sleep for 12 years now, so I'm in a really cranky mood.
Cupid! Greta is perfectly justified in wanting to know more, since we are asking for her assistance and trust.
But we don't need her, or him.
That's enough! Cupid, go and relieve Dasher on guard duty.
But...
Now!
Stupid chambermaid.
What has gotten into that woman lately? Sheesh!
Perhaps if I could get back to the matter at hand, I still have a hard time seeing those royalty little known as Prince of Floodland.
No harder than it was for me, let me assure you. I never enjoyed the position. All those ceremonies to attend, formalities to observe. Ugh!
I see.
So, you copped out, ran away, jumped ship. You walked away from your responsibilities and everyone who's counting on you, and went and led a life of guilt-free indulgence, footing about from place to place, without a care in the world, never looking back, taking risks, daring to be happy.
Oh, Veronica, why did I leave you? Why didn't I stay on that island with you? I could have been happy as a lighthouse keeper. I know I could have. Oh, I was scared. Oh, wretched, wretched man. Oh, lonely, lonely soul.
There, Randy. Why don't you go right outside?
Yes, I think that would probably be for the best.
What are you doing out here?
Just getting some air. Releasing some repressed regret about choosing duty over happiness.
Duty? Ha! What do you know about duty? Did you spend your youth building walls around your heart, swallowing the words of love and adoration that grew in your soul, all out of a sense of duty?
No.
I should say not. And I would bet that you didn't wait 12 years for your heart's desire to return to you, only to discover upon seeing him again that nothing had changed. That the invisible but impossible wall of social class difference still prevented you from revealing your true passion, forcing you to retreat into cold-hearted arrogance and defensiveness instead.
You love Gordon Ambler!
Who told you?
Oh! You can't keep this to yourself. You have to tell him. I bet he'd go for you. He doesn't have a girlfriend as far as I know, and you're sort of cute in a macho, rugged, brutish, survivalist sort of way.
There can be nothing between us. He is royalty, and I am a commoner. The matter is settled. And if you so much as breathe a word of this to anyone, I swear to you, I will cut off your toes and feed them to you, shish kebab style. Get it?
It's not often that I meet somebody who shares my love of cooking.
Wait, what's that sound?
What sound?
That sound. Like dozens of angry soldiers coming our way.
Oh, that. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually.
Meanwhile, inside.
And that's the whole story, Greta. How my sister, the dear Princess Amanda, was taken in that bizarre sneak attack. I went searching for her, roaming the earth in a youthfully restless quest for any clues about her whereabouts. When I heard rumors that King Guba of Floodland was... That would be, of course, King Guba of Jethreel, actually. Yeah. Was keeping a mysterious daughter of some sort locked away in his castle tower.
Yes, yes. And that is why you were so quick to accept his offer to lead his army of huge, aggressive ape-like creatures.
Yes, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to find out what was going on. I was too late, though. Amanda wasn't content to wait to be rescued, and I lost track of her. And even though the fate put an end to King Guba's ape-like creature plan before it began, he obviously had contingencies worked out in advance. I'm convinced he was responsible for my parents' assassination, and the social unrest Floodland has been plunged into as a result.
And all this leads to the big, shocking secret you told us earlier. I still have a hard time believing it. I mean, I saw her with my own eyes.
Your Highness.
Cupid, I put you on guard duty.
Yes, sir, I know. We're under attack.
That's it, men. Press on. Push those vile anarchists back for the honor of Floodland.
For Floodland!
That's it, men. Stand fast. Don't give those wretched fascists an inch. For the honor of Floodland!
For Floodland!
Good fellows! Look, leading the attacking soldiers, it's Captain Strong!
Randy, my word, what a stroke of luck. So these villainous terrorists are holding you captive, eh? Lucky thing I came along. Where's Greta?
Actually, sir, it's not that simple.
Nonsense, Randy. Of course it is. With you, it always is.
We're not terrorists. We're patriots. What? Fighting for the honor of our country and her rightful ruler.
Rightful ruler? I can only assume you don't mean Queen Amanda, since she's the one who sent me after you. I wonder who your deluded criminal mind could be thinking about.
At your service, Captain Strong.
What the? Aha! Gordon Ambler, I might have known. So you're the criminal behind these rebel hooligans. And what, pray tell, leads them to believe that you, of all people, are Flirdland's rightful ruler, as opposed to my dear Queen Amanda?
Two things, Captain. First, my real name is Prince Geoffrey, Amanda's older brother, and thus her predecessor in line for the throne. And second, and this is the really important bit, the woman who has crowned herself Queen of Flirdland is not truly your beloved Amanda at all. She is an imposter!
Is Gordon Ambler's shocking secret really true? Will Captain Strong believe him? Find out in the next intrigue-filled episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Na, 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 hey Jude.